In Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 9, we have this prophecy of Jesus Christ: the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In order for a king to be present, we must also have a kingdom. And in Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, we see the prophecy of the coming of the Lord's kingdom. We read, "Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed." When Jesus Christ left heaven and came to earth as a man, even when he was just an infant, there were people who were searching for the king. We read in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, that wise men from the east came to Jerusalem searching for the king, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?" We later see Nathanael in John chapter 1 and verse 49 acknowledging to Jesus that "You are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." In John chapter 12, verses 12 and 13, we see a multitude of people gathering when Jesus made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And it was that multitude that cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." In fact, even Jesus himself acknowledged that he was the king when Pilate questioned him in Luke 23 and verse 3. He asked him, he said, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, "I am, as you say." In John chapter 19 and verse 19, when Jesus was in fact crucified on the cross, Pilate wrote an inscription above him on that cross that read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Well, as we pointed out before, Jesus is the king, but a king has to have a kingdom. And in fact, when John the Baptizer came on the scene in Matthew chapter 3, the first three verses, he taught a message, he preached a message saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, or is very near, or is soon coming." Jesus in Matthew 4 verses and verse 17 preached that same message, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And in fact, in Matthew 10, verses 5 through 7, when Jesus sent the 12 out, he told them to go out and preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What we learned from these passages of Scripture was that the kingdom of heaven was soon to come. But if we jump forward to Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, we find out that the kingdom of heaven, by that time, had already come. Just a few decades later, the kingdom had come to the world. We read Paul's letter, "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." When did that kingdom arrive? We find out in Acts chapter 2, when the church was established on the day of Pentecost. It was this church into which the saved were added, and it's this church which is the body of Christ. And it is this church which Jesus Christ is king over.